What to do with all that leftover Halloween candy? That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, the costumes have been packed away and the skeletons are back in the closet. But the candy, oh, the candy that is still lurking around your house. Well, if you are still spooked by the massive amounts of sweets still within your little one's grasp, Parenting.com has a few ideas on what to do with all the loot left over from your little trick-or-treaters' all-too-successful Halloween outing. One option is to reuse those sweets in the kitchen by hiding them in another sweet that you had already planned on baking, like cakes, brownies, or cupcakes. Try placing fun-sized candy bars and cider on top of baked goods for a gooey surprise, or they can always be stirred into icing for a fun new flavor. Another alternative would be making the extra sweets a little healthier by placing M&Ms on top of a cream cheese-filled celery stick, or adding them to a homemade trail mix. Or what about carrying over your Halloween candy to the next holiday by bringing it to the Thanksgiving table by replacing the marshmallows in your sweet potato recipe with candy corns instead? And if you think your little darlings have had quite enough Halloween sugar, there are also some adult-only options for the leftover candy, like making your own flavored alcohol by dropping the candy in a bottle and letting it soak for a while. Or for a non-alcoholic option, try putting chocolates into your coffee for a quick and easy mocha. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.